In his State of the State address, Governor Sam Brownback proposed a flat budget for Kansas State University. But now, the governor has announced a rescission, or a cut. And according to Dr. Kirk Schultz, the president of Kansas State University, that rescission amounts to about $3.5 million. A cut the university was required to make up within 3 weeks.
So what we've done is we've taken several supplemental programs that were funded last year. One in particular was focused on global food systems, which is an important area for K-State. It's an important area for the Kansas economy. And we took the money out of that. And so it's not an easy place to go get dollars. But what we did do is we felt that was the right thing to do on a short term because we're almost three-fourths of the way through the fiscal year. So if I go out to departments and colleges and say, you know, give us 2%, everybody has spent a lot of their money just because of where we are. But what that's going to do is going to put Kansas State at a competitive disadvantage to Iowa State, Oklahoma State, Nebraska, other land grants in this region. It's going to mean that's $3 million worth of research that we're not going to be doing, that we could be doing, that directly relates to Kansas agriculture and our ability to be competitive in a worldwide market. So there'll be some people who go, well, gee, you know, you took it out of something supplemental. Is that really hurting? It's really an opportunity lost for K-State and for the state of Kansas.
When you say revision and you took this money out, did you have to give money back to the state or did you just have to find places to cut?
No, we had to essentially write a check back to the state for $3 million. So what we did is we looked at this year's grant money that was coming in around global food systems, next year's grant money coming around global food systems, and had to revise back what we were going to do. But part of that dollars are in this fiscal year, so we already had them at Kansas State University. And we essentially told a bunch of people we're not going to be able to fund things that we need to, and we're writing a check back to Topeka.
Now, I think one of the things that a lot of people do not understand or realize is how much money universities like Kansas State put back into the economy, not just in Manhattan, but the entire state, don't they?
Absolutely. And just a couple quick examples. So we do about $180 million worth of research a year as an institution. And a lot of those dollars come from outside the state of Kansas. And they come into K-State, and guess what we do? We use those to support graduate students. We use them to support postdocs, some faculty and staff. And guess what? All those people are paying taxes. They're buying consumer goods in town. They're renting or buying homes. They're contributing back to the economy in a very direct way. And so if we don't have those kinds of things going on, we can't create the positive momentum that the Kansas economy needs. So there's lots of impact studies. They'll say for every dollar the state spends on higher education, you return some number of dollars. Generally, people look at those and say that's pretty skeptical because that's some higher education entity talking about how good we are. And I share some skepticism in those, even though they're based on sound economic principles. But if you just simply look at a payroll of 5,500 full-time people and what they're doing and the momentum that we're generating within the state, the positive momentum, let me do another one. Construction jobs. You can't drive around the Kansas State University campus. There's probably three or four major construction projects going on right now, somewhere around $250 million in construction. Guess what? Each of those workers is in town buying things, contributing to the local economy. And when a construction project is a, say, $25 million project that takes 2 years, there are all those people in the community for 2 years contributing to a lot of our sales tax and shopping and buying things here. For the NBAF project, a lot of the major construction folks actually come and buy homes because it's a 5-6 year window and they move their families here. So we're generating a lot of positive momentum for the state of Kansas, and it's important we keep that up.
This cut that was made, this rescission, will that be in effect next year? Will that be taken into account?
Well, what they told us, so far was that it's just for this fiscal year. And as many people may know, we're in the middle of a legislative session. And so the intent was that it was just a one-year deal and that those dollars are restored in next year's fiscal budget. However, the legislature still has a massive hole to fill, $600 million hole, or depending on who you believe. There haven't been a lot of quality proposals yet that I've seen that have been public that address how that's going to be done. And so we're not out of the woods yet where we can breathe a sigh of relief and say, okay, our funding's flat for the next couple of years. We're going to have to wait and see in the second sort of half of the session when the rubber meets the road, what is it that's actually going to, how's it going to affect higher ed? How's it going to affect K through 12? How's it going to affect our road infrastructure system? There's a lot of those decisions that are being made in the next 6 weeks that are going to have long-term implications on the state of Kansas economy.
So there is the possibility that on top of $3.5 million,
right,
this legislative session could make more cuts to the budgets of higher education.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, we've had a couple committees that we go and make our pitches to, if you will, for higher education that have adopted the governor's recommendation that we have a flat budget. So we're having some success with direct appeals to the legislature, and that sounds good. I mean, that's, you ask me for $50 and I say, sure, I'm going to give it to you. At some point though, I got to figure out where I'm going to get the $50 to give to you. So that's where I think the real challenge is still there. The good news is the House and the Senate are supportive of the governor's budget recommendation for higher education. The challenge is going to be that support is wonderful, but you still got to have the dollars to pay all the bills. And where those dollars are going to come from, is it going to be a revision of tax packages, an increase in sales tax, the sin tax increases? There's lots of things on the table. Until they get that really worked out, though, we just won't know what higher education is going to look like.
So one of the questions I know is on a lot of people's minds is, what about tuition come next fall?
We will see some sort of a tuition and fees increase. What it's going to be, we won't know until after the legislative session is done with. We have continuing discussions with the Kansas Regents during January, really through May, on what types of things that are important for the university to thrive next year. So they kind of put them in three buckets. What are the things that we must do? So, for example, if utilities costs increase or healthcare costs increase, that we have no control over. That's not an efficiency thing. That's just the cost of doing business. Then they also put in a bucket things that we would sort of like to do. I'll say enhancements. And then the third bucket is salaries. You know, what are we going to be able to do with faculty and staff compensation? And each of these three things we spend a lot of time talking about. So then at the end, you kind of put them all together and you say, here's what our proposal is for a tuition and fees increase. Where I would like to see us go eventually is what the state of Iowa has done. And there what's happened is the legislature, the regents, and the universities have worked together to say, we're going to keep tuition and fees flat, but here's the amount additional dollars that the legislature is giving to the university and state general funds to accommodate those different kinds of things. I'd like to see us eventually in Kansas move to that so that we could say we're going to hold things flat for a couple years, recognizing that we need to compensate our faculty and staff appropriately for the hard work that they're doing, and that we have certain things that we just have to pay for to keep the university open, operational, and thriving. And those should be paid for by the state, not the students.
You talk about tuition and fees, and I think that's something that a lot of people don't realize, is different colleges within the university, different departments within those colleges charge fees. So you've got your basic tuition, and you could have hundreds of dollars above that just in fees.
Absolutely. And eventually, maybe you go to a differential tuition model, which is you recognize that it costs us more to deliver a degree in chemical engineering than it might be to deliver a degree in the liberal arts. That's not a, that's nothing about the quality of the faculty or the program or anything. It's just the expenses of some of the laboratory intensive degree programs could be much, much higher than the ones on campus. So really what we're doing, on a lot of those fee-based things is we're recognizing the fact that some of the degree programs cost a lot more to deliver than others. And so in a way, consumers need to know what it is that if I'm going to get an engineering degree from K-State, that's going to cost more than getting another degree in a particular field. So what I worry about is making sure that families understand what that is so that they don't go, well, I thought I was paying, you know, X dollars, and then, wow, I get this bill for X plus a bunch more. Where'd that all come from? We have to make sure that everybody understands what the cost is for to attend a year at Kansas State.
Things seem to have changed, and I realize times have changed. When I went to Kansas State University first semester, I paid less than $150 total for everything per semester. Lots of people who are in office now, who are working in Kansas now, did the same thing. We went to school on the taxpayer's dime. Why have things changed so that doesn't seem as important now as it did then?
There are a couple of reasons why I think it's changed. Across the country, we're seeing states are not investing in public higher education the way they used to. I think some of the different social programs and things in many states are, you know, taking up a larger percentage of the budget. But the flip side to that is higher education has done it to ourselves, right? So we take a 2% cut, and I'm an elected official, and I drive by the campus, and I see five cranes there. I go, we just cut them. I mean, obviously, it's not hurting them that much. Look at it. They're building buildings. They're doing things. My son or daughter went to school, and they have an excellent professor in front of the classroom. So part of it has been that as higher education has slowly been cut over the last 20 years, we've been creative and innovative, and we figured out ways to do things so that we minimize the impact to the students. So in a way, we've been our own worst enemy. If they had done those cuts and all of a sudden we shutter buildings and people instead of a class of 50 are in a class of 800, then they're going home and saying, my God, the educational experience I'm getting now is much worse than it was some number of years ago. And so what we're doing is seeing a shift of public higher education. Who funds public higher education is gone to the students and private philanthropy as opposed to the state. That's the shift that we're seeing nationally. And people that watch this may argue, well, boy, we would expect the president to be arguing that we ought to shift back. Some of it is our campus leadership has to be pragmatic. I mean, I've got to work with the legislators and the people who are elected, and we've got to make sure we're doing a great job for our students. So we're fighting hard in Topeka to get resources we need to do a great job for our students and our faculty and staff. But on the flip side, at the end of the day, you still got to make sure we're delivering things that we need to, and that's why we're spending so much time raising private dollars, and we see those tuition increases.
That's the president of Kansas State University, Dr. Kirk Schultz. I'm Richard Baker, and this is the K-State Radio Network.